This is a BBC podcast. You can get all our podcasts and our terms of use at bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Outlook from the BBC World Service. I'm Jo Fidgen with more extraordinary personal stories from around the world. Today, a child's diary of the Chechen War, growing up in the Chilean resistance. But before that, I'd recommend that you go to our Facebook page to see an astonishing picture of a polar bear getting up close and personal with a photographer. It was taken in northern Canada by Joe Bunny, a Parisian dentist who used to be an underwater hunter but swapped his spear for a camera. And that photo has made him a winner at the Wildlife Photographer of the Year Awards at London's Natural History Museum. But it's the kind of image that you might expect to pay for with your life, as Joe knows only too well. He took a short break from his dental practice to tell me about an uncomfortably close encounter with a polar bear's jaws.
We went looking for polar bears and we saw a polar bear swimming. And having an earlier experience a year before, which went on very well, I felt actually quite self-confident. And we got next to the polar bear and the idea was to cut the engines to idle. I get into the water. The boat would pull me at a very, very slow speed towards the polar bear, and then it cuts the engine again. And here's the polar bear looking at the boat rather than me. And as the boat keeps on idling forward, here I was shooting the bear. You see, that was the idea of how to work on it. And that day, the bear just had a quick look at me, and it realized I was in the water. It was quite aggressive. It was a male. I realized that later. And it turned around. It started growling, you know, and then I said to my skipper, pull me up, instead of doing what we were supposed to do earlier, or we planned in case of emergency, was to reverse backwards so that I don't get taken in the propeller. And they started pulling me out of the water, and there was the polar bear that's turned around, and I had to put my camera against its mouth. So I've got, for a dentist, it's wonderful to have a picture of the cusps of a polar bear in the camera. And as I was going up, its paw came and landed on the back of the boat because the boat was moving forward. And it landed right on the boat and missed me by 20 centimeters. When you see the paw of a polar bear and the claws that they go into the boat, then you say, it was a close one.
Absolutely. I mean, did you have time to think anything beyond survive at this point?
Well, actually, stupid enough, we always put the camera between ourselves and the animal. And we think it's enough. And that saved me from the mouth at that time. But then the paw would have landed on my chest, or as I was getting on the boat, or on my thigh, it would have torn me apart. You just react, and that's it, really.
You did have a much happier experience another time when you were able to get this amazing award-winning photograph. Tell us about that.
We were traveling for 3 days, and on the fourth day we saw four polar bears during that day. The first one was very evasive and didn't stay around, was afraid and frightened. And then as the day went by, we saw another one that looked a bit younger, and it's the picture that won. We went with the boat towards the bear at a very slow speed. Once we felt that the animal was confident and was at ease with our presence, and it was still swimming at a very slow speed, we'd cut the engine. I go into the water, and there I was, and the bear looked at me, saw the lens, and was attracted by the lens and its proper image in the lens, and came towards me. And here I was shooting until the bear, the first time, put its paw on the lens and then moved away. But on two occasions, the bear came close enough and put its actual nose on the lens. Curiosity and vanity. It kept on moving up, moving. And then after a while, it moved backwards. And that's how I got that great shot. And after a while, we came next to an iceberg. And that beautiful bear just took a rest and sat on the iceberg in the middle of the water and looked at me. And it was just pure interaction with the animal, you know. It was just wow.
How were you feeling while that was going on, to be in such close quarters with this animal?
Even when I'm talking now, you know, you have your heart beating. I mean, I've had encounters with sperm whales that were that close. It's 30 tons, it's open mouth, and it's the same thing. I mean, or even a great white shark. It's just, you either feel the animal or not. It's like a dog in the street. It's If you see a growling dog at you, you're either going to have a look at straight in the eyes and be calm, and if you're nervous, things go bad.
Bit of a contrast with your day job, fixing people's teeth.
Uh-huh, I agree. But I can assure you that all my patients admire what I'm doing. You know, I need to go out there and be alone and work. And I have a job that allows me to go whenever I want. I have a whole slideshow and books and in my waiting room and everything. And
I don't know about you, but my dentist has a big photograph on the ceiling so that when he's having a go at my teeth, I can be distracted. Do you have one of your photographs on the ceiling?
I don't have a photograph. I have a whole slideshow of TV.
Wow.
And they see all my pictures going through. And when I come back from an expedition, they ask me, what have you done? What are the pictures? Are these the last pictures?
They're lucky patients.
I'm a lucky dentist.
Parisian dentist Joe Bunny.